News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
The ubiquity of AI continues. There is almost no sector in which it hasn't had a significant impact. And one of the ones where you think it mightn't would be the area of athletics, because how can you use artificial intelligence to make you an athlete? Well, you can use exclusively artificial intelligence to make you an athlete if you follow Tal Adler's approach, because he managed to make himself a marathon runner using ChatGPT. Is this true, Tal?
That would be partly correct, yeah. Yeah, that would be.
How? What did you do?
Well, I was a runner since 2020, and I used the traditional methods of training. So that would be online or going to the library, leafing to the back of the book and robbing a few marathon plans. But as I got into more longer format running, I'm training for another run this April, which is a bit longer. So the traditional plans didn't really work for me. So I decided to just chuck everything into ChatGPT and see what it gave me.
Now, when you say chuck everything into ChatGPT, what? Your target time to run the marathon, or your target date to run the marathon, your history, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, so exactly. So main thing would be the length of time you have to train, your current level of fitness, maybe some previous marathon times. Give you all the details, basically. Chuck it all in. And yeah, it essentially gives you a plan. So you could pick how many days a week you want to train, how you want to pace each day, which days are easy, which days are long, which days are hard. And generally, it does quite a good job of giving you a plan.
Do you then have to update it? Do you have to go back to it every couple of weeks and say, this is my progress, adjust accordingly, or once are you one and done?
That's a great point. I actually injured myself maybe 3 months into my plan this time around. So I chucked that into ChatGPT. I said, I'm injured. This is the amount of time I have left. Here is the plan you gave me last time. What do we do now? And it gave me a fairly good adjustment.
What do other athletes say when you tell them this? Because I assume it is heresy to use AI in this way when everybody else would have either trainers or best practice.
This is news to me. I don't really talk much about my training plans with other runners, I suppose. But in general, it's not such a huge deal. I suppose the difference is paying a trainer 50 to 100 euro for a plan versus kind of doing your own thing. I suppose the main point is, because I'd have a bit of experience now, I kind of know what would be a ludicrous suggestion, what wouldn't be. So,
does it still hallucinate slightly? It makes some ludicrous stuff in the middle of it.
It can. You have to bear in mind that a lot of the training data it takes is from America. So there'd be a lot of kind of weird mile to kilometer conversions, some weird pacing stuff. So generally, I kind of know what to look out for. So I wouldn't really recommend it to a new runner. But if you kind of know your ropes already, I think it's not so bad of an idea.
You did it for your first marathon. You have since done another two on top of that.
That's
so you've,
right,
you've
yeah.
completed your third. Do you continue to use it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm planning on running an ultra, my first one, in April. So I kind of had to change things up a little bit. And I didn't really like running to a certain pace. So I just said, hey, ChatGPT, instead of giving me paces, can you give me time? So now I run to time now.
Well, best of luck in the ultra marathon. I don't know how anybody does them, and I wish you very well. I hope ChatGPT guides you well through the process. That is Tal Adler.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.